Radio Worldwide Sound. TalkTainmentRadio.com. We give you a reason to come. The world's greatest radio.
We give you a reason to stay.
Radio, the way it should be heard.
You got the power.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or K&E World Network, LLC.
Live call-in talk show, dial 1-877-932-9766 and join the conversation here on TalkTainmentRadio.com.
This is The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller, heard exclusively on TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio. Radio, the way it should be heard. And now, Mr. Neely Fuller.
If you do not understand white supremacy, which is racism, what it is and how it works, everything else that you understand will only confuse you. Only confuse you. Only confuse you.
TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go, the world's greatest radio. You are now in touch with the compensatory concept with Mr. Neely Fuller Jr. I am your co-host, Mr. Bobby. And this is radio the way it should be heard. Call-in line is now open at 877-932-9766. And good morning and welcome to the program. Today's program is going to focus on white supremacy as a topic. One of our Gmailers wrote in and addressed that to me to ask Mr. Fuller that. So we will delve into that. 1-877-932-9766 is one of the numbers that you can call to get in contact with the show. You can also reach the show by Gmail, the numeral 7mrbobby@gmail.com. Let's see here. You can also do this. You can listen live by going to TalkTainment Radio, then hit the .com and then hit the Listen Live button, and there you can like and subscribe. You can also go to the YouTube channel, type in the word TalkTainment, then scroll down to radio and then hit the type in TalkTainment number 2, and then you're there. You can hit the like and subscribe button there. Replay of the show, facebook.com/talktainment. And you can do it there, yes. We will be doing the donation. I'm sorry? Oh, podcast, yeah. The podcast of that. Okay, I'm sorry about that. Thank you. They're telling me in the background that. Okay. By the way, this program is live. It's not rehearsed or anything. It's just the way it is. So that means it's going to have some mistakes in it. Okay. And sometimes they talk to me while I'm broadcasting. So that's why you might hear that stuff. Okay. Let's see here. Don't forget the program in the second hour is going to be for the donations. But we will also mention it even in this hour. But we need the donations because we get a lot of long-distance phone calls from people all over. And since nobody is donating that has to be paid for. So that's why we stress that in putting the whole thing together for the second hour. The first hour is on Talktainment Radio, so don't worry about that. Mr. Fuller and myself are not compensated for any of the donations that you send in, and they are 100% tax deductible. Okay. Oh, with that is what I must do. I think that's all out of the way. Okay. Let me introduce Mr. Fuller to some, present to others, Mr. Neely Fuller Jr. And as usual, we say good morning, Mr. Fuller.
Good morning.
And this day, how are you?
I'm still learning.
Okay. People really like to hear that, by the way. They love that. Okay, Mr. Fuller, what we have started here is a list of your recommended movies. Just for a recap, we did this, the BBC History of Racism, which, by the way, still getting a lot of inquiries about that. People are really interested and want to watch that. Let's see, I, Claudius, number 2, Gone with the Wind, number 3, Shane, Ombre, High Noon, Bound for Glory, The Grapes of Wrath, Sounder. You have mentioned The Shawshank Redemption, Casablanca, and The Godfather 1 and 2, although they did make 3. So now we've had a week, you've had a week to go over 3 more. So what would be your 3 offerings for this week?
Well, I'll just look at my list here.
Okay.
What was that last one that I gave?
The last one you gave was Sounder.
Sounder?
Yeah. That's okay. What, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, did I mention one called The Grapes of Wrath?
Yes.
Yes.
You mentioned that.
All right. And then it was Sounder. Okay. And then there's another one. I try to list them in a sort of a time sequence, but also topic sequence.
Okay.
And so it's one called Wild River.
Wild River. Okay.
Wild River with Montgomery Clift. Now, there's another movie called River Wild, but that's not the movie I'm talking
about. Okay.
This is Wild River.
Okay.
It's talking about the Tennessee Valley Authority.
TVA, yes.
Yeah, the TVA back in the 1930s and whatnot, when they were building dams all over in some places in the South, mostly to control the water floods and all like that, and also to produce hydroelectricity.
Yes.
And it's a very interesting study, I think, and how that was done. And I think it's pretty accurate. It was well done, well acted, and it had all kinds of other stories in there, because I try to pick movies based on the number of lessons you can get out of each scene. And so I think that that's a lesson movie, too. Wild River.
Okay.
I think it came out in the 1950s or early 60s.
Yes, okay. And what else? Let's see, that's one for today.
Okay, and
two
then
more.
There's another one that sort of runs along that same line, called Splendor in the Grass. I've seen it on television recently, and I thought that I would add that one on there.
Splendor in the Grass, okay.
Yeah, Splendor in the Grass. And then, of course, one that they're even talking about now on account of the shoes that are in the movie, and that is The Wizard of Oz.
Okay.
Now, that's sort of like a 1939 movie, I believe, that's supposed to be a 4-star movie about fantasy and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
One of the few movies that I have that is about, sort of cartoonish.
Okay.
But it is a well-known movie because it's based on a well-known book.
Yes.
For young people, mostly.
Yes, for young people.
Wizard of Oz.
Mm-hmm.
But it's lessons in the movie. Not a lot of lessons, but some fundamental lessons.
Oh, yes. There's a,
right?
In my personal writings, I often make reference to that. Okay, that's 15, so we'll stop there for this week, and then we'll do some next week. Okay, now, 1-877-932-9766 is the number that you can call to get in to ask Mr. Fuller your questions, or you can go with the topic today. This comes from a person by the name of B. Will. And he says this, Mr. Fuller, by Gmail. He says, Mr. Fuller, I hear you sometimes say not to bring up racism when having certain conversations with people if they are not talking about it. But it is always on my mind and constantly thinking of ways to be constructive in ending it, especially since I purchased the book and word guide. Thank you, my brother. If somebody asks me a question about any area of activity, is that correct for me to bring it up then? Because I think that either provides the opportunity to educate them, or if I know that racism is a topic, they don't care to talk about it, maybe I should avoid talking to them at all. Is that also correct?
No, you're going to be talking about racism if you mention one word. That word is what you're supposed to be trying to produce as a replacement for racism. And that's the, even my website, Produce Justice. 2 words. Everybody should be about the business of producing justice. Why? Because justice is something that hasn't been produced anywhere on the planet. So any conversation that involves people, you should always be thinking about and talking about producing a product called justice. And what is justice? Guaranteeing that no person is mistreated and guaranteeing that the person that needs help the most gets the most constructive help at the time and place that that person needs it. Now, if you talk about any one of those two subjects, persons being mistreated, and number two, persons who need help the most, you're going to be talking about racism. And that conversation is going to lead smack into it. There's no way to talk about those two things, people being mistreated and or people who need help the most in any one or more areas of activity, economics, education, entertainment, labor, law, politics, religion, sex, and war. If you start off a conversation like that or engage in a conversation like that, because most conversations are going to lead anyway to someone saying that they're being mistreated on a job or something, all right? Somewhere along the line, that's going to come up. And if the conversation isn't about someone being mistreated, the conversation most likely is going to be about someone needing help.
Yes.
People like to talk about if they need help. They'll talk about they need help. I mean, because everybody needs help. At some time or another, or most of the time, or all of the time, you need some type of help, even if it's no more than just getting information about what the bus schedule is for today, or what traffic is going to be like, or whether or not it's going to rain. You need help, all right? That's why it's all about question marks.
Yes, sir.
Okay? So you just start off. I mean, or you take part in a conversation based on those two things. Keep those things in mind. This is what you bring up, because all your conversations are supposed to be about something constructive anyway. Otherwise, you shouldn't be saying anything. No one should be saying anything if it's not constructive conversation, according to compensatory logic. See, so a constructive conversation is going to always be about guaranteeing that nobody's mistreated, ultimately, and guaranteeing that the person that needs help the most gets the most constructive help. And you will find that if all you have to do is just start off talking about producing justice and guaranteeing that no one is mistreated and guaranteeing that the person that needs help the most gets the most constructive help.
Yes, sir.
And that is automatically going to lead somewhere along the line, might take a little while, it's going to lead into somebody making a remark about race. Then that's when you plunge in all the way. Okay. But you don't bring it up, because people have a tendency to say, you know, I'm not thinking about no race and racism and whatnot. I mean, what are you talking to me about that for? Are you trying to sell something or something? You know, people are becoming, you know, they become nervous if you start off that.
Yes.
So it's a scientific way of doing everything. So you just talk about non-justice. And there's no way to talk about non-justice on this planet on a grand scale without talking about race.
Okay. All righty. Well, B. Will, I hope that that gave you a sufficient answer to what you asked Mr. Fuller. 1-877-932-9766 is the number that you can call to get in contact with Mr. Fuller to ask your questions on topic or a topic of your choosing. Okay, let's do this. This is from Sipwe, if I said it properly. He wanted to know this, Mr. Fuller. He says, first of all, Mr. Fuller, thank you for your efforts in providing information to those of us who are interested in this particular subject, which is white supremacy. I would greatly appreciate if you would, Mr. Fuller, offer a suggestion to the query I have. Since you suggest that we call people by the names that they want to be called, what is the correct response to a male person wanting to be referred to as a female and vice versa, requiring that pronouns like she or her be used while referring to that person. If the suggestion is to proceed as the male slash female person requests, will this not contribute to the confusion of non-white people and thus further hinder counter-racist efforts? P.S. Please offer a suggestion how to respond when a person requires that they be called by a profane name, such as Mother. Sincerely yours, Sipway.
Well, you will. You can ask them if they're going to use that term. You will say, "Well, so that I don't offend other people who might be hearing me say that to you." Then, I mean, if it's just if you're talking to the person directly and they say that's what they want to be called, the MF word you say.
Mm-hmm. That's what
All right. If nobody else is around, then that's what you will call them. You always call people by the name and title that they want to be called. Okay.
Always, right?
Always.
Okay.
Without exception. If you're going to have communications with them at all. Otherwise, you're not having communications.
So if the person requires you or wants you to call them, let's say, BMF, then that's what you do. Are you paying attention to who may be around as you address this person?
Yes, you have to. And then you will say, well, can I give you your initials, just like you just said.
Okay, you ask a question then.
Yeah, MF. You ask a question of them. Say, will you permit me to call you MF rather than you spell out the word?
Mm-hmm.
Because I may alarm people who are standing around listening.
Okay.
All right? And I really don't want to use that term. And you can tell the person that. I really don't want to use that term because that's, you know, that's against the code. That's not codified language to address people. But that, if that's your name, if that's your title, I have to call you by your name and title. I get your name and title from you. I don't get it from somebody else. I have to get it from you.
But if that's the word or the name that they want you to refer them as, and you said that you should call a person by the name that they want, isn't that a little confusing?
Yes, it is. But at the same time, you ask for permission.
Okay, I got
to call
it.
Them. Or yeah. You just avoid calling them by any name at all if you don't want to use the term.
Okay.
Okay. You know, and ask for permission to do that.
Okay.
Say, when I address you, can I just start having a conversation, you know, and just say Mr. or Mrs. or something
mm-hmm.
like that,
mm-hmm.
and do not spell out your name at all or your title,
mm-hmm.
because, you know, the term MF, that's a title.
Okay.
And the B word, I mean, you know, that's a title. And so you just ask for permission.
Okay.
See, if you're going to have communications with a person, white or non-white, male or female, whomever, even young people and whatnot, have a conversation. Don't talk down to anybody or
yes.
up to anybody. Talk straight across. And the way to do that, equal communication. That's what you want. You want quality, equal conversation with everyone. Otherwise, you're going to have a conversation breakdown, and that's going to turn into something you definitely want to avoid with anybody. And that is what? An argument.
An argument. Okay, that sounds reasonable. All right, before I take this break here, let me go to the phone lines. Caller, you are now on with Mr. Fuller, and you can be heard. What is your question?
Good morning, Mr. Bobby and Mr. Fuller. Can I be heard?
Yes, sir, I can hear you.
Okay. I'd like to use VGQ and share two thoughts. However, Mr. Fuller, if you would care to respond or give commentary, I would certainly welcome it. Mr. Fuller, you often say that racism and white supremacy are one and the same, and I disagree with that. Yes, only white people can practice racism, and all races are white people. However, I define white supremacy as the sum total practical knowledge and information that white people have about the universe. And I define racism as white people using this knowledge and information to dominate non-white people. A critical mass of non-white people in the area of the world called China have proven this. They have control of themselves in every area of activity except for war. they have accomplished this by gaining enough knowledge and information to make sure they are not dominated by the white supremacists in the first eight areas of activity. And I think black people should follow suit and either duplicate or improve upon what the non-white people of so-called China did. I agree with your view that there are only three political classifications of people, which is white, non-white, and white supremacists. I also think that there are three genetic classifications of people. Black, meaning people who are genetically dominant over all people of the planet. Non-black, non-white, meaning colors in between. Red, brown, beige, tan, yellow. And white who are genetically recessive. I agree with Dr. Wilson's view that white people are fearful of white genetic annihilation. And I also think not only white people, but all non-black people have this fear. So that would give reason to believe that they would not share the common goal of producing justice with black people. I do subscribe and try my best to follow your code. However, I think the end goal of justice, as you define it, cannot be attained. One of the fundamental laws of nature is self-preservation, and I think the intelligent way to eradicate racism and white supremacy would be for each and every black person or a critical mass of black people guarantee that no person or group of people in the known universe dominates any black person. Thank you, and I'll take your response off the air.
All righty. All right, Mr. Fuller, you care to respond to that?
Well, that comes under VGQ.
Which he stated.
Those are his perspectives.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's entitled to them, and all he has to do is just go with what he's thinking. So you always go with what the assessment that you come to. That's the United Independent Compensatory way. Neely Fuller does not dictate to anybody what the facts are or what the truth is. I just throw it out there as an opinion. Everything that I say is an opinion. Or a suggestion about what to do about things and how to go about doing it. And that's all. And anybody else who has another suggestion, a different one, or one that is absolutely opposed to everything that I'm saying, if it's a victim of racism, he or she has a duty to do just that. And it doesn't make any difference what anybody says. You go with what you have, the conclusions you have come to,
mm-hmm.
and take it all the way to where you think it ought to be.
So the
whatever conclusions, that's VGQ, Victims Guaranteed Qualification.
Okay.
You're qualified to do that as a victim of racism yourself.
So
you're not supposed to be dictated to by any other victim of racism,
okay.
or any white supremacists or suspected white supremacists, for sure.
For sure. Okay. So compensatory logic would suggest that if a person does give that VGQ, it is your duty to determine if that statement that they make or statements either is true or not true. Would that be correct?
Yes. Yeah, see, you don't have to agree with anybody on anything.
Yes.
That's just it. That's anybody on anything. All you have to do is agree with what you think is the truth. Because
okay.
truth is going to come to the surface anyway.
Yes.
Regardless of what anybody says, Neely Fuller or anybody else, what is really true and what is really false eventually will come to the surface on its own.
Okay.
All you have to do, everybody just push in the direction that they think that they should be going in.
Got it.
That they think they should be going in, not the direction somebody else is saying they should be going in. You can listen to everybody and should, according to the code, but you make up your own mind.
Okay.
And stick with the mind that you made up.
Which you made up. Okay, got it. TalkTainmentRadio.com is a 24/7, no charge, worldwide broadcasting facility with hosts delivering on various topics such as news, lifestyle, sports, law, health, wellness, religion, and politics. Now, here's one that I'm going to share with you. And it is called Talking Sports Plus with Mr. Bobby. It premieres every other Tuesday here on TalkTainmentRadio.com. And last night, we dealt with the subject of human trafficking. Now, what does that have to do with Talking Sports? Absolutely nothing. That's why we decided to add the plus. Not only are we going to talk sports, but we're going to talk whatever we feel is relevant for the day. And last night we talked about human trafficking. And if you missed the show, get the tape or go to the podcast and check it out. Some very interesting things coming on. Coming up on the 18th of this month, September, we're going to have a jazz singer named Sabrina Touchstone. Now, to me, my VGQ, she is equivalent to Nancy Wilson. And if you guys love Nancy Wilson, man, you should hear Sabrina. But all that is coming up on the 18th. And we have many shows here on TalkTainmentRadio.com that are just like that. Just like, including this one here. Very good, very outstanding shows. All you have to do is go to the TalkTainmentRadio.com homepage, click on programs for the scheduled times and little bios and whatever have you. All that from TalkTainmentRadio.com. That's radio the way it should be heard. My name is Mr. Bobby. I am the co-host of the Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller Jr. Our on-topic schedule is white supremacy as a topic. You can call in if you'd like, and we would certainly like you to do, by calling 877-932-9766. You can also Gmail me at the numeral 7, Mr. Bobby, B-O-B-B-Y, at gmail.com, and we will get that information, get you on. You can also go to the TalkTainmentRadio.com homepage, hit the Listen Live button. Make sure you hit that like and subscribe. YouTube, you can go to YouTube. All you have to do is go to YouTube, type in the word Talktainment, then scroll down to the word radio, and then there's a place for you to type in Talktainment number 2, and you're there. You can also hit the like and subscribe button there. And you can also go to Facebook.com/Talktainment.com, and you can hear and view the program in its entirety. All righty. Yeah, podcasts are available on the TalkTainmentRadio.com and Listen Live button. Yeah, you want to do that. Okay, let's move on here. Let me see. I'm getting ready to mess up on the time here. Okay. All righty. As you go through, Mr. Fuller, as I am searching to get my page back, as you did answer that question, a lot of people have written in and called in about the documentary Racism as a History on YouTube. Did you get a chance, Mr. Fuller, to view that yet?
Just one segment. And I understand there are 3 or 4 segments, maybe more.
13 segments.
All one.
Yeah, there are 13.
And that was some time ago.
Okay. Yeah, there are 13 segments. Each of them are about 10, 11, maybe 12 minutes long. It's not bad, and they run concurrently. So it's not a bad thing to do. A lot of people have asked about that. And, of course, I can't answer for you because I don't know all the time that you have. But I did say that you may, when you get the opportunity to look into that, they ask.
Yes, well, one segment, that first segment, was enough for me to say that probably I didn't know about the other segments. The other segments are probably worth looking into, too. But here again, I say anything that you look at going on in the world, period, including on a TV screen or in a movie or a documentary and whatnot, look at it and pick out the things that make the most sense to you. And look at everything with a critical eye, meaning look for anything that's said or that creeps into it that sounds like it may not have the ring of truth or may be a suggestion that shouldn't be there in your own mind. See, do everything with the intention of looking for a lesson that will be of the most constructive value.
Okay.
And so because sometimes the white supremacists, regardless of, even the movies that I recommend, just look for the little hidden things in there that might be something that's going to be supportive of white supremacy.
Okay, I got it.
White supremacists always do that.
All righty. TalkTimeRadio.com. We go where you go. Check us out on 94.1 WGRN. Podcasts are available. Download the TalkTimeRadio.com app to your cell or to your tablet. That's radio the way it should be heard. Stay right there. Got a couple of questions from Brother Palmer and more of your Gmails. All that coming up next here on TalkTimeRadio.com.
For the best home fragrance and beauty products, shop Ash Kickin online.
That's A-S-H-K-I-C-K-I-N.
Made with 100% natural quality ingredients and handcrafted with your family in mind, Ash Kickin products are better than those other guys. Ash Kickin candles, incense, body butter, face moisturizer, and hair moisturizer are priced just right, and you can get yours at 10% off with coupon code TALK17. Support this 100% Black-owned business and get your home and body smelling and feeling all right.
That's
A-S-H-K-I-C-K-I-N. Shop Ash Kickin' online at www.ashkickin.com.
Are you ready for a high school that allows you to work at a place that is right for you? Are you ready to earn a certification in healthcare, business, or manufacturing while achieving your high school diploma? Then you are ready for Life Skills High School, a free public school option for high school students 16 to 21 years old. Learn more about your free high school educational options at lifeskillshs.org or call them at 1-800-888-7992. Life Skills High School, education that fits your life.
If you or someone you know is abusing drugs and or alcohol and want to stop the abuse, contact APDS at 1409 East Livingston Avenue. Office hours are 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. daily and 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Saturday. APDS is certified by the Ohio Department of Mental Health and Addiction Services and primarily funded through the Adam H. Board. Fees are based on your income and Medicaid is always accepted. For more information, call 614-253-4448.
This is Al Edmondson, owner of A Cut Above the Rest Barbershop. I'm calling on all barbers and beauticians. It's time for us to unite as one. We can serve our communities better together. Join the Ohio Black Barber Beauty Network. For more information, visit www.obbn.org or call 614-427-3226 to get more information. Be the change that you want to see in your community. Join our network.
TalkTainmentRadio.com is proud to present the compensatory concept. It is an effective system for countering the effects of white supremacy. TalkTainmentRadio.com is able to carry the first hour. However, the cost for the second hour is exceeding our limited budget. That is why we ask for your kind assistance in keeping the second hour on the air. If you believe like we do, help us in this struggle for justice. Go to the gold donate button on the TalkTainmentRadio.com web page and hit the gold donate button. That's the gold donate button. And please donate. Help us to keep the second hour of the compensatory concept on the air. Thank you.
Live call-in talk show, dial 1-877-932-9766 and join the conversation here on TalkTainmentRadio.com.
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers.
I want the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
Go ahead. Make my day.
You got the power.
TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go. Download the TalkTainmentRadio.com app to your cell or to your tablet. That's radio the way it should be heard. My name is Mr. Bobby. I am the co-host of the Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller Jr. And our topic today is white supremacy as a topic, particularly if someone asks you about that, what do you do? And Mr. Fuller has used suggestions on how to address that issue. Call-in line is open, 1-877-932-9766. You can also Gmail me, which I have not checked in a minute or two. by 7, Mr. Bobby, B-O-B-B-Y, at gmail.com, and I will get to that. But call in. Phone lines are open. Okay. I'm going to ask a question from a Gmail. Mr. Palmer, he says, Mr. Bobby, can you ask Mr. Fuller to expound on what specifically are the principles that the system of white supremacy is based on so it will collapse?
The 9 areas of activity. Apparently, when the white supremacists thought up the idea of a thing called white supremacy and or racism, they said, in order for it to work, you have to dominate and mistreat people based on color. And we'll use direct violence, and we'll use indirect violence, which is deception. We'll use massive deception. We'll always fool them. Fool them how? In everything that they do. And we will mistreat them in everything that we do in regards to them. How? In every area of activity. And so I came up with 9 of them that I think just about covers everything, either directly or indirectly, and that is in alphabetical order. The white supremacists said we will dominate and mistreat them, people of color, in every area of activity. And I came up with 9, like I said. Economics, which is the use of time and energy, along with money and everything else that goes with time and energy. Education, we will dominate their education, how they are taught, what they are taught, what they are not taught. We will dominate that. We will tell them, you know, what to buy, what not to buy, what's important. And what's not important, that's all a part of education and economics. And in the entertainment field, we will make sure that anything that they do to entertain themselves or to entertain others will be of non-constructive value. Try to make their entertainment totally non-constructive. Doesn't produce anything that helps a person to do something constructive. Try to make all their songs be in something non-constructive. That when you follow the words in their songs, you're going to wind up doing something that is absolutely stupid. All right? Try to guide them in that direction. Never have them do anything on a massive scale, on a popular scale, that makes any sense at all in the field of entertainment. The things that they laugh at, have them laugh at something that is, you know, not going to be of any constructive value. The things that they cry about. Because in entertainment, you can make people cry, okay? I mean, have that be of non-constructive value. Because anything that we can keep them doing among themselves that is of non-constructive value will give us more power. And that's, okay, economics, education, entertainment, okay? And then you move into the L's, labor and law, all right? Anything in labor, dominate and mistreat them in that. When it comes to any kind of work to be done, anything like that, see to it that they are dominated by us, the white supremacists. Don't let them do anything in labor on their own and be off somewhere we don't know what they're doing or whether or not it will be supportive of the system of white supremacy. Okay? Same thing in law. Same thing in politics. Same thing in religion, for certain. And same thing in sex. For certain. And of course, under war, the 9th area, and counter war, any kind of fighting and whatnot will all always wind up benefiting us as white supremacists.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Don't let them engage in any type of fight that either directly or indirectly is going to be make them stronger.
Okay.
Make them wiser and all like that.
Okay.
Always do something that's going to be very non-constructive for them when it comes to fighting anybody.
Okay. In essence, as I'm here listening to what you have just said, it appears to me that they have decided in all the 9 areas that they have declared war in all those 9 areas simultaneously.
Absolutely. It is war, and they're victims right now in 2018. All of their victims are prisoners of war. We're not in the process of being captured. We were captured before we were born.
Yeah, already captured.
The system of white supremacy has been in place. It's not getting in place. It's not something they're trying to build up. It's something they have had as long as anybody has been who is on the planet now has been on this planet.
Yes.
I mean, this is a generational thing. That's a done deal. So the only thing we can do now as prisoners of war is try to dismantle the entire system because it's already in place. We are born in prison. And if every non-white person, every black person looks at it that way and acts that way every day, act like you're a prisoner of war, think like you're a prisoner of war, because that's what you are,
mm-hmm.
according to all the evidence.
Okay.
And just because Neely Fuller said that doesn't make it true. See, there are people who say, I'm not a prisoner of war. I'm not no prisoner of nobody. I'm free to do what I want to do.
Oh, really?
Nobody tell me what to do.
Is that right?
Well, yes. Now, any non-white person, any black person who says that, then I say, well, hey, go with what you just said. All right?
Okay.
Neely Fuller's not out here trying to make a problem for you that you are saying you don't have. That would be incorrect of me anyway.
Yes.
Okay. All right. If you don't have a problem, if you're just gliding through this existence and you're a person of color, you really need to be studied about how you're doing it, in my opinion.
Yes.
Because I've never seen anybody just glide through this thing called racism.
All righty.
I've always seen it as an obstacle.
Okay.
Otherwise, I would find out where that train is where you can glide through. I would get on that train in the next 5 minutes.
Mm,
all right?
Okay.
That's what I would do.
All right.
And if anybody can point out to me, anybody who's done it, I want to study that person and talk to that person and listen intently to that person to find out the exact procedure for doing it.
All righty.
Because that's what I've been looking to do.
Let's talk to this person here. Go ahead, caller. You're on with Mr. Fuller. What is your question?
Yes, good morning, Mr. Bobby and Mr. Fuller. I know Mr. Fuller, I'm sure he's abreast of what's going on with Colin Kaepernick. He knows who Colin Kaepernick is, correct? You know who he's familiar with Colin Kaepernick and his protest?
Mr. Fuller, you know who Colin Kaepernick is?
He is the person that took the knee?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I've heard some things about it, and I try to keep up with it as something in this morning's Washington Post about it that I haven't gotten around to reading. I started to read, but then I had to go on the air. And I understand that, you know, some of the shoe companies are backing him. Is
Nike.
That correct?
Nike.
Yes, okay. And in what he's doing. Now, the issue is with the NFL, according to the latest information, what are they saying about what these players can do and can't do? Somebody has to tell me that, and then I can give you my opinion out of the code book of what I recommend.
Okay. What is your question, sir?
My question was, well, concerning that, I was going to ask, now, I'm sure now that you have mentioned about Nike making him the face of their campaign, I wanted to ask you, since all the other suspected white supremacists, which Nike is owned by suspected white supremacists, all the other suspected white supremacist companies are running from Colin Kaepernick. He can't get support. He can't get a job. He's suing the NFL owners right now so that they colluded against him to keep him from playing. No one will hire him. So is Nike giving him this, making him the face of their campaign? Is that an example of the white supremacists playing all sides of every argument?
It could be. It could be because the white supremacists do that. See, the white supremacists only look at one thing. At the beginning, at the end of each day, is white supremacy the only government worthy of that name government on planet Earth? They don't care about all the different things. I mean, who's telling lies, who's telling the truth. I mean, they'll look at that in detail when it looks like they're in trouble. But as long as at the beginning of each day and the end of each day, the system of white supremacy is the most powerful government in the history of the world, they don't care about how that happens, as long as it happens. So they'll take any side of any argument. They'll say anything. They'll do anything. They will agree with people. You know, they'll disagree with people. They'll just go whichever way will give them the most power. That's something you have to understand. They don't have any rules outside of that. I mean, just whatever gives me the most power, I'll do it. I'll do it in a heartbeat, all right? And anything that looks like it's going to weaken my power, I'm not doing it. Now, that's the white supremacists. So it could be, in answer to your question, and you know, it could be that they're taking both sides of the argument, but they're going to make sure that at the end of the day, they have command of all sides of anything that has to do with black people. They don't let black people do nothing that they don't have command over. All right? One way or another. Doesn't make any difference. All they can make two twists and turns, or they can make 10,000. They don't care. Just as long as what the results are. They are very result-oriented people. That's why they are the most successful enterprise among people, political and religious, ever thought up in the minds of the people of the planet.
It has had some results. There are white supremacists that are on social media now burning their Nike apparel, as well as I've noticed most of the non-white people, such as myself, most of us have given have relaxed on have forgot all about what Colin Kaepernick was kneeling for at first, and just have turned it into something that we become more accepting of the practice. We forgot all about that he was kneeling for injustices and young men getting killed, and we're just pleased that Nike has given him this money now. And so the white supremacist effect on black people, and is exposing the white supremacists that are burning the Nike material. So,
well,
what are your comments on that?
My comment is just the string of comments that I just made prior to that. I said the white supremacists, if any white supremacists have anything to do with this at all, and you can assume that they do, because white supremacists have everything to do with everything that black people do, all right? So anything that involves black people, the white supremacists are white supremacists. So, I can't name who they are. And I'm forbidden to do that because I can't prove it and never would attempt to, being a prisoner of war of the white supremacists. Who am I going to prove it by? I have to prove it by another white supremacist, okay? Now, I don't have a guarantee of that. So, therefore, I can't name people or even a name brand of a shoe and say that, you know, these people who are orchestrating this are indeed white supremacists. I can't say that. Because I can't prove it. There's nobody to prove that by except another white supremacist. That's what white supremacy means. Okay? So I'll just say that, like the book tells me to do, the code that I've written, to the extent that a white supremacist has anything to do with it, it is to make the system of white supremacy stronger. That's an absolute.
Okay.
Because they don't do anything that's not going to give them greater strength.
Mm-hmm.
Period.
Okay. By the way, there were two other companies that were before Nike that tried to contract with Kaepernick so that he would be the face of their company. I think Adidas was one. I'm not sure of the other company, but they look at it as he was going to be the face of their product. So this was a business strategy. TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go. Download the TalkTainmentRadio.com app to your cell or to your tablet. That's radio the way it should be heard. My name is Mr. Bobby. I am the co-host on the Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller. If you have a question, you may call at 1-877-932-9766, or you could Gmail me at the numero 7, Mr. Bobby, B-O-B-B-Y, at gmail.com. But at this particular time, we set aside it for Mr. Fuller to discuss the latest information on his books. Mr. Fuller, go ahead, please.
Yes, you can get the book by going to producejustice.com. That's produce, like you're producing something or trying to produce something. P-R-O-D-U-C-E. Producejustice.com. And what will come up on the screen is a brief description of the revised expanded edition of the original textbook, which is also at that website, because some people are asking for it, going back to the 1984 edition. That's not actually the very original, but it's the original in that form, in 1984 edition. Some people have asked for that. So that's on there, too. I recommend getting the revised expanded edition, but some people, for some strange reason, wanted the original edition, too, even though the revised expanded edition covers just about everything that's in the 1984 edition. But that's up to the reader. And but the compensatory counter-racist code is in big letters in the center of the book. When you go to that website, you'll see that's the revised expanded edition, A Compensatory Counter-Racist Code. That's the center title of the book. It's under the United Independent Compensatory Code System concept. But go to producejustice.com and you can get the basic book. You can get an addition to the basic book, the revised expanded edition called A Compensatory Counter-Racist Codified Word Guide. It has words in it similar to a dictionary, but it's not a dictionary. It says something about how to use words, how not to use words, and more than anything, questions to ask when other people use certain words. Because a lot of what the races do, they do it through language, the way that they talk, the way that they write. It influences people greatly.
Okay.
Go to producejustice.com.
All righty, let's do this. Let's go to the phone lines. Caller, you are now on with Mr. Fuller. Go ahead with your question, please.
Hello? Hello, sir?
Yes, go ahead with your question.
Yeah, it's Mr. Mirto from the so-called French Guiana Country Concept. I have a comment concerning the Colin Kaepernick with Nike.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Fuller has written something that people should understand. Actually, it is written in all the books of Mr. Fuller, which is, as long as racism exists, anything said or done by people that is not intended to help eliminate racism and help to produce justice is a waste of time and energy. Which means for me that the case of Colin Kaepernick with Nike, if it doesn't help to solve the race problem, it counts for nothing. And I think non-white people should understand this once and for all, because we are in a total war. And whatever which will be done by any people on the planet, which will not help to eliminate racism, will count for nothing. This is what I wanted to say.
Okay. All righty. Well, we thank you for your comment. Mr. Yes. Fuller, you care to comment on the gentleman from the foreign country, I think French Guiana, about that? Basically, that it's not accomplishing anything if.
Basically, that it's the controversy about the football player.
Yeah, Colin.
Anything.
Mm-hmm. Joining with Nike. He was just basically saying if it's not constructive, it's not going to accomplish anything.
Well, we don't know whether it will or not. That's my opinion. But anything that points to racism as a problem, I say does accomplish something. That's just my opinion. Okay? You know, it does focus on racism. That's the biggest problem on the planet. Anytime people take their eyes off of that problem and put their eyes on other problems that deal with people, those other problems are not going to be solved.
Okay.
That's the whole compensatory counter-racist concept.
Okay.
You can't solve any major problem between people in labor, in law, in religion, in education, in economics. You're not going to solve not one problem among people on this planet called Earth without solving a race problem. You're going to always have a problem in any area of activity, including all the religions.
Okay.
All the sexual arguments that people have. You can't get to that without going through racism.
Okay.
If racism isn't on your agenda for problem solving, and it has to do with the people of this planet, that problem is not going to get solved.
Okay.
I mean, it's just going to lead to another problem that's going to lead to another problem. It's going to lead to, every time you fix one problem, the problems are going to multiply, because racism will see to it that every problem is multiplied.
Okay, then let me ask you this. Because Colin Kaepernick signed with Nike, and he is becoming or has become the face of Nike, which to me, in my opinion, is a business decision. But by Nike selecting him to be the face of their product, is that going to solve the problem of white supremacy, racism?
I don't think so.
Okay.
What, Mister? I say focus on what the football player that you're talking about
Kaepernick.
Is doing.
Mm-hmm.
He took a knee.
Yes, he did.
And that knee was supposed to be, according to him, had something to do with taking a knee. He was sending a message about what? Racism.
Yes, yes.
So I understand. That's my understanding.
That's what he did.
Now, that's why I have a question myself. What has he been told that he cannot do? Has he been told that he can't take a knee?
Well, they're punishing people for taking a knee via what the president of this United States had indicated or shifted the conversation from mistreatment to disrespecting the flag and the anthem. And that itself did not have nothing to do with Kaepernick taking a knee. He was speaking about the mistreatment of black people, going in jail, you know, lifting hands and getting shot and everything. And it was suggested to him by a white football player that he not sit on the bench, but actually take a knee. And then it really broke out.
Well, that's why previously, when the previous caller brought this up about this, I said that there's a compensatory suggestion that I have that I just like to put out there for anybody who does it. But the main thing I wanted to find out is what he has been told he can't do. Because if you are told that you can't do something and then you go ahead and do it, that might make a problem there. So you don't want to amplify the problem according to compensatory logic. You want to solve a problem, but you want to solve it without making a bigger problem.
Well, not only did they tell him that, but they told any player that does that, the NFL colluded, the owners colluded, that there would be penalties involved for the personnel, the players, if they did that, take a knee.
Okay. Now, that's what I'm looking at. See, the compensatory code says if you can't do one thing and you're told you can't do that one thing, you do what? Something else. That's the compensatory codified way. I mean, the whole book, the compensatory code, the whole concept is about if you can't do one thing, you do something else.
Okay.
So I have a suggestion that comes right out of the code book itself, because they are saying that he's disrespecting what?
Well, the flag and the military and all that.
The anthem.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, the compensatory code takes care of that slam dunk. First of all, there is a compensatory universal flag and a compensatory universal flag salute, the words that go with it. Now, the compensatory flag itself, according to the code, and it's in the code book, you can look it up. It's on page 124 of the word guide, 123 and 124. It's in there. Now, here it is. Here's what it is. It's something I thought up years ago when people were having all kind of flag controversies. And I say, okay, when you take a pledge to a flag, that's any flag. I mean, if you're on the loudspeaker, you're just saying it to yourself. It's a universal pledge that is accurate. It's a truthful pledge that will fit anywhere, anytime, to any flag. And that is what? I do at all times. This is the quote, very short. I do at all times relate to the flag the exact same way that the flag relates to me.
All right, you got to leave it there. TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio, radio the way it should be heard. Thanks for the pleasure of your time. We'll see you the second hour.